SOP 127, we're talking about taking old content and making it new. We're talking about jumping in the podcasting pool. We've got a last five and five, and not, well, you got to hear, it's two promos in one. You got to hear it. All in today's School of Podcasting's morning announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome aboard. Thank you for listening to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, where we talk about all things podcasting. We've got some great feedback today. We've got a last five and five. And if you'd like to contact me, very easy. Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com. Our toll-free number is 888-563-3228. Our other number for those across the pond, 234-542-0893. And our website, of course, is schoolofpodcasting.com. And here's my little tip for today. This is for people that aren't podcasting yet. Maybe you're listening to this and going, I want to listen to this and I want to get some tips and I'm going to work on... Here's what I'm finding. And I'm here to tell you, the water's warm. Come on in. I'm finding people... Because a really important part of this is planning. You know, is it going to be one host, two hosts? Planningyourpodcast.com. You can take my little five-episode mini-course about planning your podcast. It is important, so don't skip that. But there comes a time where you're like, okay, I'm going to do this. I've got my web host. I'm going to use this for my blog. I'm going to do this. It's going to be once a week. It's going to be... We're going to start off with 10 minutes. You've got it all done. You can see your podcast. All you've got to do now is turn on your mic and record it. And instead of just jumping in, because they're not sure really what they're going to say or what, they go back to planning. Well, maybe if we do, no. Just do it. You know what? When I recorded my very first podcast way back in October 2005, boys and girls, it was 2005. I didn't know what I was doing. I turned on a mic and I started talking into it. There is a point, you know, in the same way that you don't know how to be a parent, all of a sudden you hear, here's your baby, and you go, wow, I got to figure out how to be a parent. Kind of the same thing with podcasting. I mean, you can read all the books you want about being a parent, but until you hold that baby, until you change your first diaper, yeah, it's a whole new ball game. So, turn on the microphone, fire up your software, start talking into it. Now, realize, this is what I always tell people, you don't have to send out that first episode to the world. I always tell people, record a podcast, record a test one, and give it to some friends. Don't give it to mom. Mom's going to tell you it's brilliant. But record one. See what it sounds like. You know, play with a microphone. Look, if you talk here, it sounds real bassy. If you talk here, it doesn't. You know, get to, you know. But start recording. Jump in. Because inevitably, no matter how much you plan, and how much you play, when you record your first podcast, and then you record your 50th podcast, your 50th is going to be better. It just is. I am right now kind of on a health kick. And, you know, I started this exercise thing. I wasn't very good at it. But, you know, now I'm actually in the habit now of getting up and exercising in the morning. I'm better at exercising than I was when I first started back in November. You get better when you do stuff. So if you're sitting there thinking, well, if you've got the plan, turn on the mic and come on in. The water is fine, I'm telling you. Because I've run into, and you're like, Dave, what inspires you to do a podcast? That's what I've run into a lot this week. A lot of people that I call, and they're planning to plan to do the plan of the podcast. And I took the book, and I read the book, and I took the course, and I did it, and I'm ready to do it. Do it. One of my mentors, David Lee Roth, man, of Van Halen. One of the things that got me through high school and really through life, he said, man, I got a two-word plan. Let's go. So there you go. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Woo! Welcome to podcasting. Now, the cool thing is, a couple shows back, I think it was the one, but wait, there's more. Inspired. We were talking about the podcast community. We talked about teaming up with other podcasters of like shows. And Megan and Joe, check this out. Check this. This is amazing. I think this is definitely a first. It's two promos in one.
Hi, this is Joe from On the Podcast.
And this is Megan, your podcast junkie from podcastjunkie.com. Hey, Joe, tell me about your show.
Well, I bring you one feature and one song straight from my iPod, highlighting cool stuff to listen to that I went out and found so you don't have to. What's your show about?
Glad you asked. I share the best stuff on my iPod and ask my listeners the question, what are you listening to? Hey, wait, I share the best stuff on my iPod and you highlight the best stuff straight from your iPod. What's the big idea? You stole my tagline.
No, I didn't.
Let's take a look at your site here. I see you feature a podcaster and then a song. You didn't just take my tagline. You stole my whole show format.
No, I didn't.
Wasn't I on my 10th show when you started podcasting?
Well, yeah, but I've been blogging about podcasting and music for the last 2 years before you even picked up a mic.
Well, do you listen to podcasts practically every waking moment?
No, I have a life. You know anything about music?
Yeah, no, okay, you got me there. I'm musically challenged. Well, do you know anything about audiobooks? Oh, yeah, wait, I see you kind of specialize in them.
I see you specialize in everything from Scott Sigler to Father Roderick. Is there anything that you don't listen to?
I think I've got all the genres covered. I see that we both do short format shows.
Yeah, I try to keep mine between about 20 and 30 minutes.
Me too, under 20 unless I have an interview.
So if you're looking for more good podcasts on every topic under the sun, check out Podcast Junkie Megan at podcastjunkie.com.
And if your tastes run more towards music and audiobooks, check out Joe's show, On the Podcast, at onthepodcast.net.
There's room on your iPod for both of us.
And if there isn't, get a bigger iPod.
How cool is that? How cool is that? I love it. And the first time I heard that, I was like, wow, check this out. And I love the fact that, no, I have a life. Very cool. And that's an idea of cross promotion. Two promos in one. Very cool. The other thing I thought I would talk about that I ran into today, if you're not a do-it-yourself kind of person, I do have a turnkey solution. It's Podcast Fast Pass. Kind of like if you go to Disneyland, you go to the Fast Pass lane, right? It's the idea. Not a great name because you have to over-enunciate it for people to understand what the domain is. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Anyway, and here's the thing. If you have audio, if you're using, let's say, Audio Generator, which is a very popular thing, or if you've been using Sonic Memo and you have audio on your website, because back in, like, you know, 92, that was really cool. You could put audio on your website. And now you want to turn it into a podcast. Well, realize audio on a website, the only way you can hear that is if you are on your website. Okay, and that's kind of a duh, but that's case one. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to take that audio from your website, because now if you deliver that via an RSS feed, via a blog, people can now simply fire up their Zune, fire up their iTunes, fire up their Juice, whatever they're using to manage their podcast subscriptions, and they're going to get your information without ever going to your website. So one of the things you have to do if you are a person that's got content and you now want to turn it into a podcast is you've got to take that content and put what I call bookends on it. The bookend is the first one is, hey, welcome to the show, the blah, blah, blah show. Visit us at blah, 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 .com.uk, .whatever it is. You got to tell people to go to your website because they may not be going to your website anymore. You can throw in your contact information if you want to or not. You know, we've talked about that before, but you have to have a show intro now because you have to tell people to go to your website. And then at the end, the other bookend, of course, is thank you for listening. For more information, visit our website, because these people may be listening to it on their iPod, in their iTunes, on their Zune, in their Juice, at work, wherever. But for whatever reason, that information automatically came to them and they didn't have to go to your website. Now, it's not hard. You can use something like Audacity. You can use, I use a program called Mixcraft. I'm actually working a deal. I'll tell the members about this, but it's something. Mixcraft 2.5 to me was the world's best podcasting software because it was a company, And I know I'm digressing, so just hold that thought about, you know, audio generator. I know I'm going off topic. People are going, oh, there he goes again, rambling. But Acoustica Mixcraft version 2.5 was, to me, the best podcasting software because, A, it doesn't crash like Audacity. Not that Audacity crashes on a regular basis, but most people I know that use it have at least one, oh, man, we lost it because it crashed story. And it had the ability to add effects like noise gates and compressors and things like that built into the software, but it wasn't so robust that it was overkill. To me, Adobe Audition is a phenomenal product, but it is overkill for the basic podcaster. So to me, Acoustic and Mixcraft version 2.5 or version 3, awesome program. The bad news is they upgraded it, and they're now going after the music market, which they were going after in the first place. And I might actually be able to work a deal where I can sell version 2.5. So if you're interested in that, let me know, because that's one of the things they want to know, if you know, how many people would be interested. So, okay, meanwhile, back at the ranch. If you have audio like that, you need a front end and a bookend. It's very easy. You could do it in Audacity if you want to. And you simply record your intro, you record your outro, and you take your pre-made content, assuming that you have it in some sort of format, whether it's a WAV file, a AAC file, an MP3 file, and you put the intro in, you have your what was previously on your website file, and then you put your outro in, you stitch them together, then you have to do your ID3 tags, you have to have your album art, and then upload it back to your blog. And in theory, your what was once an audio blog is now a podcast. So if that's something you're looking to do and you're not a do-it-yourself kind of person, you're like, Dave, nothing against the school of podcasting. I just don't want the headache of that. I do have the turnkey solution over at, everyone enunciate with me, Podcast Fast Pass. So you can take old content and turn it into a podcast. I would say, though, again, if it's something that was recorded in a boardroom on a cassette tape and the audio is not that great, we can do what we can to boost the audio levels, to EQ out some of the hiss and things like that. But it is a situation where if it was a really bad recording, garbage in, kind of garbage out. So, hey, we've got Mark Wade from the A1 Artist Spotlight Podcast, and he's got a last 5 and 5 for us.
Hello, my fellow podcasters. This is A1ArtistSpotlight.com. And this is my 5 and 5. The first thing I listened to this morning when I got to work, because I was not in the best of moods at work, I listened to Tech Diff, a comedy show. Actually, it's Technical Difficulties. They call it Tech Diff, though, because it's funny, I guess. Half-hour show, very funny, off-the-wall stuff. After that, I mellowed out to some Blues in the Night, about a one-hour show, very little talking, a lot of music. Blues in the Night. After that, I listened to Music News Podcast, which is about the millionaires, the moguls, and the morons in the music industry. With that kind of material, I never understand why the show is only 5 minutes long. Hint, hint. But when you talk about the problems of Britney Spears and Michael Jackson, all of a sudden it seems like my problems are nothing. After that, I listen to The Struggling Entrepreneur, which is always good because it gives me great ideas on things I can use either in my business or things that I can do with my podcast. Very good show, Struggling Entrepreneur. And after that, I listen to the Rock and Rollover Show, where he takes songs from previous episodes, puts them in the new episodes, inserts a few new songs, and after a couple episodes, you really get to know all the songs he's playing. Great idea. The Rock and Rollover Show. So, my fellow podcasters, those are some things to check out. Tech Diff, Blues in the Night, Music News Podcast, Struggling Entrepreneur, and the Rock and Rollover Show. This is A1, ArtistSpotlight.com, saying, keep on rocking.
Thank you, Mr. Mark Wade from A1, that's the number one, ArtistSpotlight.com, a member of the School of Podcasting, talking about another member of the School of Podcasting. That would be Fred Castaneda from Gain Control of Your Day. In addition to the Struggling Entrepreneur, I wanted to remind you about Gain Control of Your Day. You only have now through March 24th. If you're like, man, I wish there were more hours in the day, Gain Control of Your Day, a School of Podcasting listener discount. That's right. You don't even have to be a member. Just simply use the coupon code, the coupon code, SOP, the letter U, the letter R, day, on your check when you send it in. And this course, again, after March 24th, is going to be $249. You can get it for $124.99 now through March 24th. And as Mark said, Fred's got a great podcast there, Struggling Entrepreneur. If you think that's good, check out Gain Control of Your Day. He does have a free podcast for that, and that'll definitely get you interested in buying his course. So, hey, our website, schoolofpodcasting.com. Contact information, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com is our email. 888-563-3228 is our toll-free voicemail number from podcastvoicemail.com. Or you can, if you're across the pond, 234-542-0893. And everything we mentioned, the last 5 and 5, Joe and Megan and their podcast, and Gain Control Your Day, everything we mentioned today, you can find that in our show notes at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. We learned today that, hey, number one, if you've got already recorded content, it's not that hard to turn it into a podcast. And if you're a do-it-yourself person, come check us out at schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're not, well, come visit us at, everybody put on their enunciation hat, Podcast Fast Pass, and I can do that for you. And we learned that if you do nothing but plan and plan and plan your podcast, you're never going to podcast. Planning is important, but eventually you got to flip on the record button and do it and realize that eventually someday you'll look back at that first episode and go, ugh. But that's the way it is. So thanks for listening. I really do appreciate it. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. I'm Dave Jackson, your personal podcast coach. Thanking you for tuning in. We'll see you again next week with more tips and hints on podcasting. And until we meet then, class is dismissed. Now don't hurry. Don't run out of here. Single file line. There we go. We'll see you next week.